A new initiative launched in Manitoba is appealing to the public to assist in efforts to gain control of wild pigs. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of Wonderworks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
Manitoba Pork, in partnership with the federal and provincial governments, has launched its Squeal on Pigs campaign, an initiative that encourages the public to report sightings or evidence of wild pigs. Dr. Wayne Lees, the coordinator of the Manitoba Invasive Swine Eradication Project, invites the public to visit squealonpigs.org, where they'll find pictures of what to look for.
One of the issues includes the way pigs root in the ground, and they can destroy a pasture or newly planted crops or a potato field very, very quickly, and it basically looks like a rototiller's been through it. You can imagine, too, as they wallow in waterways, how much mud they would stir up and how much damage they would cause to a waterway as they try to control their body temperature in the hot weather. There's also a very good diagram there of the tracks of wild pigs compared to deer tracks. They can look similar, but there are some distinct differences. These animals reproduce very quickly. They can have up to 2 litters a year and anywhere from 4 to 12 piglets in each litter. So once they get established in an area, the population can rise very, very quickly. We understand in Manitoba that there are breeding populations in the Spruce Woods area. And we've had sighting in other parts of the province, but what we're really looking for is the information to help us understand, is there an established population in other parts of the province? And that will allow us to take action and to help to control the numbers of these pigs.
Dr. Lees has information gathered through the website, or the 1-833-SPOT-PIGS toll-free number will help build a picture of where more intensive surveillance or control measures are needed. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.